Thanks for downloading the Songwriters Hall of Fame podcast, number 10. The Song Hall offers a wide variety of programs, scholarships, and publications for aspiring songwriters. The music in this podcast represents a variety of genres and styles from unsigned writers who have all participated in recent Song Hall showcases. We'll be playing Counting on You, written by Malcolm Singleton. I'm counting on you to save me. You're counting on me to... Blood and Bone, written by Kelly Flynn. Dreamer, written by Jill Stevenson. Well, baby, I'm a dreamer. I got a dream. Maybe I believe in something just... And The Hourglass by Karen Lloyd. Lost inside the hourglass. Trying to make each moment matter. The Songwriters Hall of Fame is dedicated to recognizing and honoring the accomplishments of people who create the popular songs heard and enjoyed around the world. You can learn more at songhall.org. But right now, let's get started. Malcolm Singleton is an artist whose melodic and hook-laden songwriting skills are on prominent display, as are his chops as a musician. In fact, the music you'll hear on his debut CD is all Malcolm. All drums, all bass, all guitars, keyboards, and vocals. Here's Malcolm Singleton and Counting on You.
We've been together for a long time now, but we're breaking down. You say I'm not around for you. I can never change the things I've done. You know you're human too. I think you spoke too soon. If I could make you see just what you mean to me, we could work this out. And without a doubt, just tell me out. To save me, you're getting on me too. So together we'll save each other from breaking this apart. It seems we both get lost along the way. It's just another day, and you're so far away. But I won't give them till I see your face right here in front of me. Cause that's the way it should be. Will I make you see just what you mean to me? So we can work this out. And without a doubt, just help me out. I'm counting on you to save me. You're counting on me too. So together we'll save each other from breaking this apart. Can we say goodbye to all the wrong we've done?
Say goodbye.
The brighter days will take away all our dark ones. This apart, from breaking this apart.
That was Counting on You by Malcolm Singleton. Postmodern folk with a tinge of Americana. If you want to reduce it to an easily digestible phrase, that's what you might call the music of Kelly Flynt. Kelly's songs feature warm, organic arrangements, acoustic sonorities, and occasional open road real America flavor, a giveaway that she spent time soaking up the classic folk rockers of the 70s. She knows plenty of artists in the present day, too, as the host of the monthly Upstairs Sessions Night at the Living Room in New York. From her album, Drive All Night,
This is Kelly Flint and Blood and Bone.
I am a lineman for the county. She always used to listen to that song. Who is a lineman for the county? What was in the question? What's so wrong? Did it cut through your skin to a vein, bloodstone?
Flint and Blood and Bone. Jill Stevenson is a singer-songwriter who moved to New York from Denver and has been plugging away at it ever since. I recently chatted with Jill about her songwriting and career.
I was just raised in a musical home, and I think it sort of happened naturally because my dad was a songwriter and a singer, and he helped lead the music in church, and my mom played the piano. I mean, I just grew up singing, and I remember wanting to perform, like, to stand up in front of church and sing. So when I was graduating high school, I originally wanted to go into musical theater in New York. But I changed my mind because I really just sort of screwed around in high school and all I cared about was music, so I didn't have very good grades. And so I went to the orientation. I think I was in there for about 30 minutes. And I was like, I can't do this. And I know that I want to do music, so why am I here?
So you're a rebel.
I'm getting so frustrated lately. It's really hard. Try to find people that want to jump on board and portray that in music that can reach many, many ears, you know, and survive financially on that. It's so hard.
We're going to be playing your song Dreamer, and that's got quite an optimistic outlook on life.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's all right there in the words. It talks about how hard it is to be a dreamer. And it's not just talking about, like, a dream of coming to New York and making music. It's about, like, a dream of survival in this evil world, like, where there's so much happening around us, and try to remain strong and believing in love and hope and joy and functioning in that environment.
And is that sort of how you're coping these days?
Well, that's a good question, because I've been thinking about that more lately. No matter what happens, it happens the way that it was supposed to. And I'm trying to be more open with what the future holds, and I can only do what I do best. And that's make music and be honest and as open as possible. I mean, my band and I are working together, co-writing, performing, thinking about where we're going to make the next record, and just live in the present moment, hoping that the universe will reveal a more clear path.
And here's Dreamer from Jill Stevenson.
A shoe, brand new. Walk me around the city. I got so thick, like a boot.
The song is Dreamer, written by Jill Stevenson. You may have heard Karen Lloyd singing on jingles, commercials, and industrials, or as a backup singer on tour with the likes of Billy Joel, Elton John, and Enrique Iglesias. Well, here's something that she's written, arranged, and recorded, produced by herself. This is called The Hourglass by Karen Lloyd. That was Karen Lloyd and The Hourglass. And that wraps up this edition of the Song Hall Podcast. The songhall.org website provides more information on the artists you've heard here, as well as links to their websites. If you've liked what you've heard, please let them know. In that way, as the Hall of Fame's chairman, Hal David, says, you encourage these songwriters and many others to continue to create the words and music that inspire, comfort, and offer joy to so many. Our podcast spotlight up-and-coming talent and will provide new music for your listening pleasure. Stay tuned for our next Song Hall podcast, and thanks for listening. Be sure to visit songhall.org. Copyright 2009, Songwriters Hall of Fame, all rights reserved.